everyone. My name is Sam Willens, your mother of Valkyries and your host of the Sword and the Ribbon podcast. Welcome to your pocket mind-stilling episode. What are pocket mind-stillings? It's what my sister Becca has nicknamed these shortened mind-stilling guides. As Valkyries, the daily practice of mind-stillings help us slow down, quiet our minds, and focus on our breathing. Each practice is different, from letting thoughts and the surf crash over you like Gwen and Nesta, to relaxing your mind, to meditating on an anecdote, to redefining your relationship with emotions. These pocket mind stillings were created for you to listen to while walking in nature, on the go, or whenever you have a few spare minutes. Find a comfortable, quiet space where you won't be interrupted over the next few minutes. If you don't have the space or time in this moment, just pause this podcast until another time. I want you to get the full mind-stilling experience and benefits. So sit back, relax, and focus on your breathing as we begin.
Hello, Valkyries, and welcome to a pocket mind-stilling. Take a break from your current task. Find a comfortable place to sit. You can close your eyes or keep them open with a relaxed gaze. Breathe in. And out. Continue breathing at your own pace. And start to check in with your mind and your body and how it's feeling. Do you feel tight? Or does your heart feel heavy? Whatever it is you're feeling, see it and breathe. No need to force it anywhere. Just gently acknowledge it. As you continue breathing, imagine a light starting from your chest, spreading to brighten the corners of your mind, lightening your heart, relaxing your shoulders. Feel that warm, gentle light spread throughout your body. Feel it spread all the way up and down to your toes. And gently wrap you in warmth. It's okay if you're still feeling those feelings. More often than not, we beat ourselves up for feeling terrible. But it is okay to feel that way. The because there will always be bad days. But it doesn't mean it has to overshadow the progress you've made. So, let yourself gently experience those days. Remembering to breathe. But knowing that your light will inevitably come.
As you continue to engage your surroundings and come back to reality from mind stealing, don't forget about how you felt and anything you just processed. If anything came up for you, I would recommend taking the time to journal those thoughts and feelings. Writing down the basics of what came up and how you felt can help process through thoughts and emotions that you may have experienced. I hope you enjoyed mind stealing as much as I did. We will continue to drop these as bonus episodes so you can continue in this practice. Thanks for spending time with me today, and until next time, be strong, kick ass, be fucking magical every day. This episode was produced by Bex Castro, Mia Garlock, and Carolyn McMorrin. And a special thanks to Becca Rogers for the mind-stealing audio. Special thank you to Taylor Ash for creating the music of this podcast. And thanks for listening to The Sword and the Ribbon by The Micro Squad. If you're interested in learning more about The Valkyrie Squad, visit us at thevalkyriesquad.com. If you're interested in learning more about The Micro Squad or Geek Gym for a class, visit us at themicrosquad.com. And make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts from so you don't miss out. And if you liked this week's episode, please leave us a review.